Today is Monday, April 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, my goodness. So we went and saw a house. And honestly, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm considering buying it, but I don't have good feelings. Like, I didn't get this wow feeling like, oh my God, I want to live in this house. But I don't know. I mean, do you get that feeling when you go into a house? Okay, here's the thing. The house is nice on the outside, but it is 18 years old, which is not, you know, exorbitantly old depending on where you live. But the location is perfect. There's a golf course behind it and with a big net with trees and stuff like that. So we're never going to have a neighbor behind us. I mean, probably not. There's a walking path right there that Mark and I used to walk on all the time. And our backyard has a huge brick fence. So you can't see the people walking up and down the path. And it's tall. It's probably 8 or 9 feet tall. But there's a gate so that if you want to walk, you can open the gate and you can walk out onto the trail and immediately start walking on the trail. The yard is nice. It's not super huge, but it's big enough. We could even put a pool in at some point if we wanted, but perfectly big enough for a hot tub. The living room has great windows that let in a lot of light. There's a high ceiling. And the neighborhood is really nice. Like, it's a centrally located neighborhood, close to my church, close to my parents where they live, close to the Walmart that we shop at right now, close to the food that we normally eat, close to the mall, you know, close for, oh my God, it's starting to rain. You guys may hear rain in the background because it's, and Mark was walking the dog. I hope he's not getting wet. Anyway, so it's a great location, like super great location, but most of the floors I would want to change. The kitchen is too small and needs a complete remodel. The master bathroom is completely old and needs to be remodeled. The other bathrooms, I would at least want to change out the cabinets and the countertops because they're very dated looking. And that's going to be a huge, I mean, that could be, again, we live in Arkansas, so I'm assuming I'm going to be on the low side of this, but we're talking $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 worth of remodeling that we would want to do. And if, to be honest, we would really want to do some structural stuff because the kitchen has kind of a wall and a peninsula, and we would rather not have a wall at all between the kitchen and living room and have an island. And that's probably above what we could even afford to do. So there are a lot of remodeling, and I'm not good at picturing things, so I can't picture what it would look like after we did a remodel. So I'm not sure, but the location is ideal and the price is really good. It's for the square footage, the price that's on this house is really good for us. But so many changes, and I don't even know how long all that stuff would be to do. So we're going to get a couple of estimates and just see like what we could afford to do. But I don't know. I mean, again, the location, if we could get the interior to be what we want it to be, maybe even over time, maybe the location is going to be worth it. I'm not sure. I don't know what to do, guys. I really don't know. I would love it if I just go into a house and I go, oh my God, I love this. This is the house. This is our forever home. But I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if that's realistic. So I'm not really sure what to do. And I'm just not really sure what to do. All right, well, enough whining. Let's listen to a voicemail that I think is related to the house hunt. Let's see.
Hi, Adam. This is Joe in Dallas calling, and I had a quick question for you. In light of the fact that you are doing all of this house hunting and you're finding things that just about right, but not exactly right, on those places where you have everything except you don't have a blocked off or screened off backyard where you have a little bit more privacy, i.e. trees and things like that, couldn't you just plant trees or have a landscaper come in and put trees in that are a little more mature that would grow into the area so that you'd have the privacy you deserve? Just a question. It might save you a little bit of searching, and if you're willing to put the money into painting and reconstruction and all of that kind of good stuff on the interior of the house, you can do the same kind of thing on the outside of the house and have the house you want.
Oh my God. Screw it. Well, thank you for your call, Joe. Screw it. We're not buying a house. It is so stressful because I don't know. Like, literally, I don't know. Are you supposed to walk into a house and go, oh my God, whoa, this is my forever home? You know, I don't, and I have bought a house before. In fact, some of you who started listening to me way back when I did the Adam and Maddie show, you would know that he and I bought a house together in Texas. But the thing is, we built the house. So, and I actually, Kathy Bacon tweeted me, and I should actually look and read her tweet, but I've had a little bit of issue recording. I've had to re-record things like 3 times in this episode that I'm going to have to edit out, which I never do. But anyway, Kathy Bacon did say something related to, let's see, I'm trying to look because it was recently that she tweeted me and I can't find it. Let's see. Kathy Bacon. Well, I don't remember. She said something along the lines of, before long, I'm just going to recommend that you build a house, was her point. She said more than that, but so I feel like Kathy, after this episode, she's going to go back and just say, you know what, Adam, you should just build a house. The problem with building a house is the locations are a little bit further out from everything because all the new housing developments, you know, are kind of on the edges of things. And so if we want a perfect location that's literally close to the highway, but also close to everything we're used to, it's that HGTV question. You know, anytime there's a show on HGTV where they're like, I want a great location. And then they're like, I want all the upscale finishes and open floor plan and a brand new home. And, you know, and then they're like, oh, you're going to pay $5 bajillion for that. And they're like, that's not in our budget. That's kind of where we're at right now. It's like, you know, if we get the perfect location with the perfect neighborhood and trees and all of this kind of stuff. And yes, Joe, you can plant trees. So, I mean, that is an option. And I did think about that. I thought, well, you know, if there was one house that we looked at, the yard was so small that there just wouldn't really be room to plant enough foliage to give you enough privacy. So I don't know that that would, it was a fairly small yard. And so I don't know that that would have been an option there. But if you get a yard that's big enough, yeah, you could have a landscaper come in and they could plant trees. And actually, that's probably not all that expensive because a tree, even a fairly large, let's say cottonwood or something, it's probably only a couple of $100 to buy, and then you have to pay someone to plant it. But you could certainly do that, and it's not exorbitantly expensive. I mean, if we were to buy the house we looked at today, we would have tens of thousands of dollars worth of updates that we would want to do. And the cost of the home is probably such that it is in our budget to do $30,000 or $40,000 worth of updates. The question is the location plus whatever the updates ended up being that are in our budget, all that together, is that going to be enough to make us love this home and just get home and go, ah, I love that this is my home, you know? And I don't know. So we'll see. I think we are going to take, my stepfather owns a handyman company franchise here in town, and they do all kinds of contracting work. They do kitchens and bathrooms and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to take him over this week and have him do a couple of estimates for the kitchen and the master bath and replacing the carpet perhaps, and see what kind of cost we're looking at. And we'll see how that goes. But it's so hard. I want to get this feeling, like this feeling all over me where I'm like, yes, this is my home. You know, I haven't gotten that anywhere. The closest I've come is the one that we saw a couple of days ago over the weekend that was too far away. And it wasn't in a good location. So who knows? For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.